Welcome to Abound in Hope, a podcast from Imprint Church. I know we said last week that it was the last episode we were sitting down to record, but we actually have a little bonus episode here for you today. A few weeks ago, Tom Regan gave an update on church planning at Imprint Church, and this is something we want everyone to hear, so we thought we would put it in our podcast feed for you to listen to one more time. So, without too much ado, here is Tom Regan.
If you're new to Imprint, you may not know that in 2018, we launched what was known as Imprint Bothell. I put Bothell in quotes because we're hoping we get back to Bothell. But we launched Imprint Church in Bothell. So Imprint Church here was planted in 2012 by Darren Larson and a wonderful team of folks. And so we were just Imprint Church, one Imprint Church. And then in 2018, God brought me to the place where he helped me lead another group of people to take a group from Imprint Church here and plant Imprint Church in Bothell. And so in 2020, in February, we celebrated our second birthday or second anniversary over in Bothell in Mobius Hall at Cascadia Community College, where we were renting that space for Sundays. And then a month later, COVID hit and we got booted from there. And so we've been out of a space for over a year and a half now. And since then, we've been combined. The Lord was gracious to us and we've been combined. Imprint Bothell has been meeting with Imprint Woodinville for this time. It was a huge loss for us. To lose that space in Bothell, but in the Lord's mercy, we were able to join forces here. That's what family does. Family takes care of each other. So, like, we lose our space, the doors open up to us. So, thank you, Darren and the elders and Imprint Woodinville for welcoming us into this home. So, you may know that churches that were meeting in public spaces, like in schools, like we were, and in civic centers, like in the senior center where we used to be, they've all lost their buildings. And so some of them actually are still meeting online only. I just came across a church in Kirkland that on their website, they noted that they're still waiting for the middle school that they were meeting in to reopen to them. And so they've been meeting, they have a small office space and they invite people to come there on Sunday mornings. But essentially, their church is still online. So by God's grace, we've been able to be here in person. It is a gift. It was a dry time for my heart when we were online only. I know there's some people who feel like they need to still be online. That's why we have our streaming still going. But I'm just thankful that we've had a place to meet with, you know, meet one another in person. For a long time, we were waiting to get back into Cascadia College just as soon as COVID ended. So I remember in March, like, okay, we gotta be out of the building for the next, at least the next Sunday. And then I got this email that said all of March, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're not gonna be in there for all of my whole month? We're now in month 21, and Cascadia still, like all the other places and schools, like have not opened their doors to churches and opened up their door to us to rent Mobius Hall once again. And even if they did, and this is an important part of the update that I want you guys to pay attention to, I need to let you know that for now, things could change, but for now, we're not pursuing Cascadia as a space for Imprint Bothell, which is a huge bummer because we felt really called there and we loved being there. We saw college students showing up. I just met a college student last couple of weeks, still helping out with a Bible study over there on campus regularly. And he doesn't have a car. And I was like, dang, we used to be on campus where we could just walk to church. But the reason that we're not pursuing that at this time, quoting an email from the school, is that vaccination will be required for staff, faculty, students, visitors, and vendors. So I know vaccines and vaccination status, everyone has an opinion on that. That's understandable. I don't want you to miss the point that I'm saying. Like, we wanted to be on campus, but here's the bottom line, is that the reality for us is, as a church, we're not going to refuse corporate worship to people who are unvaccinated. So we can't say, like, we're the vaccinated-only church, and therefore we're gonna be there. This is regardless of personal opinions about the vaccine. We just feel like this is, as a church, we want to invite any and all to come to corporate worship. So this has left us asking, what now, Lord? Like, what now? Like, everything has been on the table for us. And some people have actually asked us and expressed their desire that, what if, like, Imprint Woodinville and Imprint Bothell just stay combined here in Woodinville? Because people like what's going on here. I like what's going on here. So our elder boards put everything on the table. And after a lot of prayer and conversation and discussion, we still feel led by the Lord to be a church-planting church and therefore to still move toward being two distinct congregations in family relationship with one another instead of being one larger combined church here in Woodinville. In a nutshell, we still feel compelled to be what we have called for a long time, one church in two locations with a shared ministry philosophy, shared doctrine, shared budget, shared elder board. We still feel like that's a healthy model and we want to move back to that. And so we still feel like we want to be a church planting church. And so if you guys will take a look at this document is something that I put together back in 2017 when we were getting ready to launch Imprint Bothell in 2018. And this is kind of the why behind church planting. So maybe you didn't come from a church tradition, you're new, and you didn't come from a church tradition that did church planting. And so your only kind of model for church is just take a current church and grow it and make it stronger and better. And so some have wondered, shouldn't we just like focus on just being one church in one location? Actually, I remember one of our first church plant meetings, there was a guy who was like, you and Darren work really well together. Why don't you just stay together and do this? And this that's actually what spurred on this sort of apologetic or this reasoning for this vision behind church planting. So this is long, and I'm just going to rip through it really quickly and make a few comments, but I would love for you to take this home, think through it, study it, put it on your fridge, pray for Imprint Church. Why plant churches if there's already good churches in the area? And there are good churches in the area. So first of all, because lost people still need to be found. So I'm just going to go to that first paragraph. To say there are already many good churches in the area is like asking, they're already saying there's already 100 fishing boats out in the sea, so why do we need more boats? Let's just work to make the current fishing boats bigger and better. That's understandable. Like, why not just improve the churches that are already in existence? Why do you need to start new things? Well, that's like saying, hey, let's just make the boats bigger and better versus, hey, there's more fish to be caught. Let's put more fishing boats out there and bring more fisher people out there. Like, go catch fish. So that's kind of the idea, is to create more boats to catch fish. To change the analogy, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, so let's send out more workers into the harvest. So the church planting movement has been gaining momentum, and it's been in effect for the last several decades. It's and it's still going. Look at the second one. Because church planting follows a biblical pattern. So when Christianity spread, when you read the book of Acts, it's not just individuals who are being saved and brought into the kingdom of God. There are churches being planted because our job is not done when you simply evangelize and share the gospel and a person becomes a follower of Jesus. That's the first step, and that's beautiful. But you can't just be a Lone Ranger Christian that's floating out there. You need a community. Wherever the gospel goes out, there are communities, gospel communities that we call local churches. And so new believers need new churches. So we feel like when Jesus says go and baptize, baptism is not just a confession of faith. It is that. But it is also your identification with the body of Christ, which is the body of believers, which is a local church. So baptism, really, the command to baptize includes, hey, come into a family, come into the church community. And so church planting is the biblical pattern. Flip the page. Number three, because new churches reach the unchurched. This is worth me reading this thing. Dozens of denominational studies have confirmed that the average new church gains most of its new members, 60 to 80%, from the ranks of people who are not attending any worshiping body, while churches over 10 to 15 years gain 80 to 90% of new members by transfer from other congregations. This means that the average new congregation will bring 6 to 8 times more new people into the life of the body of Christ than an older congregation of the same size. So there is something that God does when churches are planted that brings new people in. And we saw this happen at Imprint here in Woodinville in 2012. We saw it happen in Imprint Bothell in 2018. And people who have been disconnected from the church, whether they're unbelievers or just they grew up in the church and they just disconnected to what we call the unchurched, come back in. And so it's just something that God does. And so we think there's a benefit in doing that. Number four, church planting benefits the planting church. That is to say, it inspires and it necessitates everyone from the sending church, which would be Imprint Woodinville, investing. That the studies have shown that actually churches become healthier as a result of planting churches because there's sort of this mission mindset, right, that's there. Number five, because we want to replicate biblical gospel-centered church DNA and ministries. So when I was first thinking through planting a church, I met with a pastor and he said to me, he had planted a church, and he said to me, you need to think about what's going to make you unique and distinct as a new church community. And I drove away from there going, I'm not really trying to do anything new. I want to do something old and something tried and true. Like, I believe in what we're doing at Imprint Church, and I want to replicate that. I want to replicate something healthy. So I'm not going out there to do my own thing. I want to take what we have here and I want to replicate it because it's good. So church planting replicates the things that are healthy if you replicate the right thing. Number six, because church planting is more effective, because planting a church more effectively enables every member ministry. I'm going to come back to this when we talk about Imprint Woodinville relaunching, and I'll explain that. But the vision of the New Testament is that every member of the church is a minister. Like, where's the minister? Don't point at Tom, oh, he's the minister. No, these are the ministers, the priesthood of believers, every member ministry. Read Ephesians 4, unity in the body means every part of the body is doing its work as the church builds itself up in love. So church planting creates an atmosphere where you just don't show up for the show. You go, if this thing's going to happen, it's going to be on us. Like if you go to a church plant and just expect to walk in and everything gets taken care of, then you're not really embracing the New Testament vision of what a church is and how its members are supposed to be contributing. So what that should do for you is infuse your heart with a sense of purpose about being a member of a church. Like the church needs you. It's not just what can I get out of the church, but what can I give because God has called me to build into this church. Number seven, because God calls particular people to plant churches. This one sounds a little bit self-focused, and that wasn't my intent, but as I was getting ready to launch, it is true that God calls certain people to go to certain places and do certain things. Like there are people that are called to minister overseas in certain countries. You guys know some missionaries, and God lays that on their heart. And I still think it's true today. We believe it's true that God lays things on certain people's heart. I fought with God because I didn't want to plant a church. It sounded too hard. But that's the call that God put on my life. And so God does call particular people to plant churches. Lastly, because Imprint Church is at capacity. This is interesting because this is still true now, I think. I mean, we do have some open seats here, but the studies show that when the chairs reach the around 70 to 80% of being filled, then people, they don't stay. They go to a place where there's more room. So rather than just replicating and creating more worship gatherings that just taxes volunteers, we want to multiply. And so that's the vision of church. If you guys have more questions about that, I'd love to sit down and grab coffee with you. In light of all this, you might be thinking that when we're talking about church planting or relaunching, we're just only talking about relaunching Imprint Bothell because it's just Imprint Bothell that needs a space. But in reality, now listen to me here, please. We need to think about relaunching two locations, Imprint Bothell and here at Imprint Woodinville. And that might sound silly to you because you're thinking, well, why does Imprint Woodinville need to relaunch? Where are we going to launch to? We already have a building here. But just because Imprint Woodinville has a building doesn't mean that it's ready to operate without Imprint Bothell folks, right? Because Imprint Woodinville and Imprint Bothell have been integrated for so long that our ministries and our lives are so intertwined that when Imprint Bothell relaunches and we just don't show up here one Sunday and we're off in a different location, it would be like us pulling out every other brick and every other 2x4 in a house and expecting the house not to collapse. So our ministries and our lives are so integrated that when Bothell relaunches, Woodinville has to be in a good place. Are you guys following me here? If you just pull every other brick out of a house, it's going to crumble. Pull out every other 2x4, and that's how it is as we've been integrated. It's been a beautiful thing. I love that the Lord has brought us together for this time. So our elder team believes that every person who calls Imprint Church their home, in order to be a healthy church, every one of us needs to have a church planting mentality. And the heart or the essence of that church planting mentality is every member ministry. So that when Imprint Bothell launches out, Imprint Woodinville is strong and operating and functional. Does that make sense? We're doing this together, but everyone has a part to play. So Imprint Woodinville, if you decide to stay and you're a part of Imprint Woodinville here, then you need to have a mindset of what can I be doing? What can I be doing to strengthen the church here as Bothell is launching out? You know, we've been worshiping and serving together for so long now that we don't have clearly defined lines around who's Imprint Bothell and who's Imprint Woodinville anymore. And I actually think that's a beautiful thing. In fact, so many people that are here at Imprint Church right now came after, I can't really say post-COVID because it's kind of still going on, but you see what I'm saying? Like, since Imprint Woodinville and Imprint Bothell came back together, there are many who have joined us since then, and they're neither Imprint Woodinville nor Imprint Bothell. So what we're saying is when the time comes for relaunching, we want everyone to feel the freedom to choose whatever community the Lord is leading you to belong to. So for example, if you were at Imprint Bothell prior to COVID, but you want to stay at Imprint Woodinville, then by all means, stay here and serve and love the body here. Or if you were at Imprint Woodinville before COVID hit, and you feel the Lord leading you to go with Imprint Bothell, by all means, go and love and serve the body of Imprint Bothell. And if you came to Imprint here, Imprint Church here recently, since we've been recombined, you're neither Imprint Woodinville nor Imprint Bothell, then go where the Lord leads you with full blessing. Because Imprint is the Lord's people, not Darren's or Tom's people. I'm not their chief shepherd. He's not their chief shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd and overseer of our souls. He is the lead pastor of Imprint Church. And we're simply under shepherds. So we're part of the same flock following the same good shepherd. That raises the question, what about timeline? We do not have a firm timeline in mind for this yet because it really depends on what facilities the Lord brings to us. That makes sense? Like we can't determine how this goes. And so far, we have discovered that the real estate market is pretty barren for both commercial spaces and for church buildings. We've been looking since the beginning of 2021 with the help of real estate brokers, and they've been super helpful, but nothing's come up that would work for us. We looked at a space over in the North Creek Center, a commercial space. We even put a letter of intent down on the place, but we couldn't come to good terms. They wanted to give us like a 3-year lease, but if you have to pour a bunch of money in to outfit an office space to make it suitable for a church, then you got to have more than a 3-year lease, and they were going to escalate the rent and the lease every year beyond what I think was industry standard. So there were just reasons that that didn't go through, which really bummed me out. And honestly, nothing's come up that's worked for us so far. There have been very few options to look at. So when we think about spaces for Bothell, we got to think about public spaces like the schools and the civic centers and places like that. They're pretty impractical and they're really unpredictable. Because all it takes for us is one email that says, for this reason, you can no longer meet here. And then that's what happened to us at Cascadia. Could be a commercial space, but we have to know that if we go to a commercial space, if it becomes available for lease, then we're going to have to put in a lot of capital and time to do tenant improvements to make the space functional for church use. Or it could be a church building. If a church building happens to go for sale, and we've seen a couple of them, they're not cheap, as you can imagine, and the market is super competitive. There was a building up in the Mill Creek area that went for sale and for $3 million, and immediately another church had put an offer down, and there was an event company that was also putting an offer down on that. So these are the kind of complexities of things that we have to think about, and I'm praying that the Lord will keep us in Bothell, but I've asked our broker to expand the search, it's because nothing's coming up in Bothell, into Mill Creek, Linwood, Kenmore, and Kirkland. And so even with that expanded search, which I was hoping to bring back a bunch of more hits, it really hasn't. Nothing's coming up. So we really need the Lord to give us some options, as well as some wisdom and patience. And I just have to remember, he knows what he's doing. If he knew what he was doing when he led us first to the senior center and then across the street to the larger senior center space and then over to Mobius Hall, then he knows what he's gonna do for us in the future. And so I'm just asking, I'm giving you an update. I'm asking you to lay your heart before the Lord and to ask. Let's ask the Lord to give us wisdom. Ask the Lord to give us a space.